Vance Hebner said this, "The man who hears and refuses to obey walks out of church having betrayed himself into deception." He says, "One cannot hear the truth and remain the same."
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in today. On the program last time, we learned from Pastor Bill's study of the Epistle of James the importance of being doers of God's Word rather than hearers only. Today, Pastor concludes the message, The Cheating Heart.
He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and his truth is not in him. The implanted word, the seed, is not in him. Is that a tough word? Yeah, but listen, don't start feeling guilty. Listen, we grow in Christ's likeness, but you have to hear and want to hear and want to do what you hear. Amen? And that's how you grow. If we don't do, we'll never grow in Christ's likeness, loved one. We'll never, ever grow up. So that's why we have to be doers of the word, put it into practice, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. In other words, we can't let God's word go in one ear and then right out the other, all right? That's not how we do it. One of my favorite scriptures, I quote this so often, Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 in the Gospels, he said unto us, therefore, who hears these sayings of mine, the word of truth, these sayings of mine, and does them or doeth them, I like the King James there, doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house on the rock, okay, meaning the sayings of Jesus. The house is not what we're really talking about. We're talking about a man's life, a person's life, amen? And he says, Jesus said, and you know what? The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat on the house. It did not fall. Here's the reason. It was founded on the rock. It was founded upon these sayings of Jesus, and he did them. He says, but everyone who hears these sayings of mine, Jesus said, and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Now, a sand person is one who believes that hearing the word of God is all that's needed. You just hear it, but you don't do it. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, beat on that house, meaning its life, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now listen, that's a great teaching. Both persons that Jesus is talking about, the wise man, the foolish man, they both experienced identical or the same test in life. Amen? They both built homes or a life for themselves. One on the rock, one on sand, okay? Now, the thing that was so bad about this self-deceived person was he lost everything. He lost it all because he only heard the word of God. He never did the word of God. And the only way to obtain victory in your life and stay on the right foundation, which is Christ Jesus, is to hear his word and to do his word. Amen? Not in your power, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, if for some miraculous way right now, if the Lord Jesus appeared right beside me and said, Bill, would you mind moving over? Your teaching is bothering me. And he started teaching. Would you be attentive? Okay. Now, and all of a sudden, Gabriel, an angel of the Lord, he comes and he starts sharing. And what God's, and have whatever it is, but it's all true. And man, you're sitting there and you're going, I'm taking perfect notes. Man, I'm going to memorize their every word. I'm going to go back online and review this video again, this sermon and so forth. I'm going to do all of those things. But you can do that. But unless you do what you hear, is it going to do any good? No, it's not going to do any good. And then what happens? Your heart just cheated you. You deceived yourself. Listen, Proverbs 4:23, it tells us above all things, it says keep, that word means to guard, protect, guard your heart above all things. It's the number one priority in your life. For out of it comes the issues or springs the issues of this life. And boy, the heart can, is the heart deceitful? It's the heart is, it can, you can't trust your heart. No, we have a new heart. Amen. Yeah. So listen, these people, they got in trouble and they deceived themselves. That one guy did, the foolish man. That's why Jesus said, Revelation 22:14, blessed are those who do his commandments. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear. So if you're a sheep, you hear, and it says, they hear my voice. Jesus said, and I know them. I have a relationship with them. I know them by name. They're my brothers, my sisters. They're born again. He says, I know them and they do something. They follow me. So did you see that? They hear and they do. We have to remove self-deception because you really don't hear unless you understand what hearing is. Hearing and doing is one act. You've heard me teach that over all these years. One act. It's not two acts. It is one act. For example, if I said, Mario, and you don't have to do this, but if I look at Mario and I said, Mario, I want you to stand up. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know the meaning of stand up? Oh, you understand it. So I don't need to get a dictionary. Now, you see that? He understands that word. But here's the problem. He didn't stand up. You see, hearing and doing is one act. Why did he not stand up? I'm only using you as an example. Because he believes, see, his heart just cheated him. He believes that hearing is all you need to do. And if you're out there, and if I'm up here, and if we believe that just hearing the good news, hearing the word of God is all we need to do. We are the most self-deceived people in the world, loved one. Listen, I'm telling you, you know what it really means? It means if we hear and we don't do, it means that do we love God? Yes. Are we saved? Yes. But it means that the word of God doesn't have an effect upon us. That's a scary thing, isn't it? Man, we don't want that. And so we have to grow. We have to say, Lord, I want to do those things. So self-deception is thinking that hearing is the same as doing. It doesn't matter how you can underline every passage in the Bible, every command in the Bible. You can change all those different colors. You can say, I'm going to read the Bible through every year, that reading plan that takes me every year. And I'm going to underline this and that. And that's wonderful. But to underline all those things and to read your Bible and hear what the Word of God says and not do it, loved one, that is self-deception. So what does James say for us to do? Look at verse 25. But he, and that's who we are, I love this one, but he who looks, is that where I'm at? That's right, he who looks. Now, that doesn't mean to observe, okay? That's deeper than that. It means to look intently. It actually is the same word. You remember when John, the disciple, went to the tomb of Jesus, he stooped down and he went into it? That's the same word right here. In other words, we stoop down in order to really, really take a close look, okay? So he who looks into the perfect law, the faultless law of liberty, not the Mosaic law, the law that gives freedom and does something else, and continues in it, we stoop down and we abide there, and we're faithful to what God says to do, who continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one, the one that hears and does, this one will be what?
Blessed.
Oh, man, will be blessed in what he does. That means this, blessed in what he does, meaning the moment you do, you walk into a blessing. You're blessed that very moment. That's what the Word of God says. So the perfect law of liberty, to do what God says, that is the secret to all true freedom. Did you know that? It really is. And that's when the Christian adventure really begins, is by hearing and doing. And boy, you don't want anything stolen from you. You want to just do what God says. See, the perfect law of liberty, loved one, it rests on all that Jesus, the finished work of Christ, all that he has done for us. It says in Romans 8:2, it says, for the law of the Spirit of life, meaning the Holy Spirit, okay? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free, set me free the perfect law of liberty, has set me free from the law of sin and the law of death. So what does that mean? It means that when you are born again, man, the Holy Spirit brings the very life of Christ Jesus into our hearts. Amen? Into our spirits. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are indeed the children of God. Now listen, Colossians 1:27, Christ in you. He's in you right now. The hope of glory. Boy, that's what that's talking about. Galatians 5:13, Paul says to the Galatians, for you, brethren, you've been called to liberty. You've been called to freedom. But don't use your liberty, your freedom, as an opportunity of the flesh, but through love serve one another. Listen, obeying God's word will never bring you into bondage. It will always take you into freedom. Amen. Remember what Jesus told the Jews that believed? In John chapter 8, verse 31, he says, if you abide in my word, you're my disciples indeed. And then in verse 32, and ye shall know the truth will set you free. Verse 36 of the same chapter, John 8 says this, Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Amen. Man, we're the freest people on this planet, loved one. And then he goes on, and I want you to look one more time at verse 25, at these key words. I mean, they're key. It says, but he who what? Looks. Key word. You ought to underline that. Circle it. Something. And then you look at it, but you also talk about the word of God. You continue in it. See that word? Circle it. You look. You continue. And you're a doer. This one, circle those. This one will be what? Blessed. Now listen, to hear the word of God and not do it leads to deception in your life. But when we hear the word of God and do it, it leads to blessing. It leads to blessing, loved one. He says, if anyone among you thinks or literally presumes he is religious. In other words, I do a lot of works, external works for the Lord. But he doesn't bridle his tongue. He doesn't discipline or control his speech, if you will. Here it comes. But what deceives what? The cheating heart, right here, this is important, deceives his own heart. This one's religion, look at this, is useless. You look up that word, it means it is empty, it is useless, it is powerless, it has nothing going for it, it is totally empty. And why? Because religion without relationship is empty. In other words, he's saying you can have the talk, but you got to have the walk, amen? Yeah, Spurgeon said this, an unbridled tongue indicates a godless heart. So three times again, James uses that word deceive. And listen very carefully now. The word deceive in verse 26, where it says deceives his own heart, is not the same, it's a different Greek word from verse 22, okay? Deceiving yourself about being a hearer doer of the word. This word literally means, in verse 26, it means to seduce your own heart. You do it. It means to cheat your own heart. How terrible, think about it, for a Christian who is born again, spirit-filled, gifted from God, chosen before the foundation of this world, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And here he is, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and yet he deceives, he cheats his own heart by not doing what God says. And you know what happens? You cheat yourself out of the plan of God. You cheat yourself out of the purpose of God for your life. You miss the adventure that God has for you. Listen, you talk about self-deception. Here's self-deception. And that is to delight in hearing the word. I love hearing the word, don't you? You know, when you hear the word, it does something to you. Amen? Faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. So to delight in hearing the word of God is wonderful, but then not to delight in doing what you just heard is a problem. Do you understand? Vance Hebner said this. He said, the man who hears and refuses to obey walks out of church having betrayed himself into deception. He says, one cannot hear the truth and remain the same. And it's a true word. See, if we just hear the word of God, you know what we are? We're just religious. We're empty, really. Amen? We don't want to be that. And listen, again, don't get under guilt right now. That's not what I don't do that. I want you to know that we all grow up. We have to grow up. That's what James is telling us to do. Remember, we have five chapters that teach us to grow up. Now, so we need to evaluate ourselves. Okay, Lord, you know, I'm doing these things, but there's some things I ain't doing. And I gotta check my heart, right? Because my heart, not God, not the devil, my heart is deceiving me. My own heart is cheating me, and I've got to do something about it. So listen, do you know it's a heavy responsibility to own a Bible? But you'll never know the Bible unless you start doing what the Bible says, because you'll never grow. You just stay where you are, a baby Christian, and never grow up. So, man, Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a person. Amen? His name is Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And you know what? We're in relationship with Him. He is our Savior. Now listen, it's a frightening deception for a Christian to believe he is right with God, right standing with God, when he's not in right standing with God. That's why it's important not to be self-deceived. We have to say, okay, Lord, I know I'm a hearer, but I want to translate that into doing, because that's what I know is the right thing to do. So he says pure and undefiled. That means unmixed and anything unstained. Pure and undefiled religion. Now, religion, which is expressed again in outward acts, but with the right motivation in your heart. That's what he's saying here. Good works never saved anybody. He says, so pure and undefiled religion before God the Father in his sight is what? Is to visit orphans, widows in their trouble, keep oneself unspotted from the world. So we don't want to be deceived. We want to hear and do. Here's what happens. Pure hearts with pure motives do pure things for God, okay? And that's what this is speaking of here. But the word visit can kind of throw you off, because it doesn't mean like I'm going to pay someone a social visit. It means that you see their sorrows and you're going to do something about it. You visit them in order to help them and so forth. That's what you did last Sunday, was Mission Sunday, correct? You know what you did? You gave children who don't have a future, you gave them a future. How? You visited them by sending funds to fill their stomachs, to send them to school, to take care of any medicine that they might. You follow me. You did that. Why? Proverbs 19:17, you lent to God. He with pity upon the poor lends unto God. God will pay back what has been given. Now, I believe that God, if you go through the old covenant, man, he has such a special place for orphans and for widows. Ever notice that? And then I think it's 1 Timothy 5, Paul tells us what a true widow really is, okay, for a New Testament. But in the old covenant, the Bible says in Psalm 68:5, that God is a father to the fatherless, meaning the orphans. He's a defender of widows. In Deuteronomy 27:19, God's word says, cursed is the one who perverts the justice to the stranger, the fatherless, meaning the orphan, and the widow. It says in Psalm 146, verse 9, it says, he relieves the fatherless and the widow. He takes care of them. So here we are, and we live in a world that is a dark world. We live in a dirty world, don't we? Aren't you glad that we're not of this world, that we're citizens of heaven? So how do we keep ourselves unspotted from this world? Well, if we get spotted, we can run to Jesus, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us of all sin. Amen? But listen, it's when you become not just a hearer of God's word, but you become a doer, that all of a sudden the spots just start falling off the dirt. You see, what did Paul tell the Romans? He said in Romans 12:2, he says, be not conformed, fashioned, molded. Be not conformed to this world, the world's thinking, the world's method. But be ye, or you are being, that's a process, transformed, man, by the word of God, that you put into practice, that you grow thereby. You know, the word of God is the word. It says in Psalm 119:9, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. If you want to clean up the spots, you go to the word of God and say, okay, I can do this, I can do that. Psalm 119:111, your word I've hidden in my heart that I might sin against you, I might not sin against you. Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp unto my feet, it's a light unto my path. Now, question, there's nothing worse than being self-deceived. Amen? That's the ultimate deception. I mean, there's nothing worse, you know, to deceive and seduce and cheat your own heart. I told the early service, I said, I think Hank Williams Sr., that's where he got that song from, this scripture right here. You know, your cheating heart. No. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Remember? You want me to sing it all, but I'm not. But sleep won't come. Never mind. The whole night through. Your cheating heart, it'll tell on you. He died when he was about 25, I think. There's nothing worse than a cheating heart. Until I knew Jesus, I didn't know it, but my heart cheated me. I had no idea. I had no idea because I didn't know Jesus. I didn't know anything about the Lord, didn't know the Word. I didn't know. I didn't know that my own heart was cheating me out of true life, cheating me out of heaven and forcing me into hell. I was doing it myself. See, if you're here this morning, you're listening live, you're listening on the radio, listen to me. If you're not born again, and even if you are born again, you can have a cheating heart. Are you listening to me? Don't be self-deceived. Oh, don't do that at all. Man, the saddest deception in all of the world is to allow a cheating heart to seduce you and reject the only one, the only person who loves you, who died for you on the cross, who took your sins, and who wants you to go to heaven and never go to hell. Do you understand? His name is Jesus Christ. Now listen to me. The cheating heart will lie to you and tell you, oh no, there's many ways to be saved. No, no. There's only one way to be saved. There's only one person, and his name is Jesus Christ. There is no other name given among men under heaven by men must be saved only through Jesus Christ. Now listen, if you don't know the Lord, listen to me. If you've never asked Jesus to be your Savior, listen to me. I'm not going to just blame you. I'm not doing that. But your cheating heart is right there, and it's going to seduce you. But the problem is there's someone helping you, helping your cheating heart. And who is that? His name is the devil. Oh, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:3, for even if our gospel, the word gospel means good news, if it's veiled, if it's hidden, it's hidden to those who are perishing. I mean, if those that are lost, that don't know the Lord. He says, whose minds, that's where he goes, the devil. He loves to speak right there. Whose minds the God, little g, meaning the devil, the God of this age has blinded. Why? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ should shine upon them and they would be saved. Oh, listen, let me tell you something. God has a mirror. It tells the truth, okay, about who we are. The devil has a mirror too. He wants you to look into it. And you know what it does? When you look into the devil's mirror, here's what he does. You go, I look pretty good. I'm not such a bad person. Oh, I got, you know, little problems. I cheat on my taxes once in a while, but I mow my yard. I wash my car. I'm good to my family. I'm a hard worker. There's no such thing as a judgment. When you die, you just die. That is a lie. And you're not good. There's none good. There's none who doeth good. There's only one. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no other person. So listen, don't be cheated. Don't let your heart cheat you out of heaven. You come to the Lord. You come to the Lord. Did you know that eternity is a long time to be wrong? So our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. You know, I don't know if you're here, and I don't know, but I want to give you the opportunity. If Jesus is not your Lord, he loves you, he died for you, don't cheat your heart, don't cheat your life, don't cheat yourself out of heaven. Oh my, the forgiveness of your sins. You say, well, Bill, how do I come to Christ? You know how you do it? You don't have to get down. You don't have to get out of your chair. You don't have to come to this altar. You just have to lift your hand and say, Bill, I want Jesus Christ to be the Lord of my life. And we're going to pray together. And he's going to make you a new creation right in your chair. Anyone this morning say, Bill, that's me. Amen. Let's thank the Lord, shall we? Thank you, Lord.
You know, what is so encouraging about God's Word is that He gently teaches us through His Word the responsibility we have as believers. He leads and guides us into all truth, not for Himself, but for us to have an effective walk by being doers, not hearers only of His Word. God is so good, amen? We want to thank you for listening today. Until next time, may the Lord bless you. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.